Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. John White, WebMD's Chief Medical Officer and host of the Spotlight On series from WebMD's Health Discovered podcast. For this special two-part episode, you'll hear up close and personal journeys about being diagnosed with a rare type of cancer, multiple myeloma.
He looked at me. I have been his patient for more than 20 years. And he said, "This is really strange. You're an African American, age 57. I've never seen this before."
This back pain that you're continually having with no signs of osteoporosis.
No signs, exactly. And I didn't have any signs of osteoporosis in my family history.
Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you served in the Vietnam, Gulf War, or post-9/11 eras, you may be eligible for expanded VA benefits. A new law, known as the PACT Act, provides disability compensation, health care, free toxic exposure screenings, and more to veterans who were exposed to toxins during their military service. You can submit a claim for your PACT Act-related benefits now. Claims received by August 10th, 2023, may be paid back to August 10th, 2022. Visit va.gov/PACT to learn more and file your claim.
Everyone deserves to be connected. That's why Cox offers a range of high-speed internet plans that fit any budget. Stream, chat, and stay connected at an incredible price. It's fast, reliable internet for everyone. You're probably thinking, wait, what? But yeah, it's true. Learn more at cox.com/ACP. Non-transferable, one per household. Application and eligibility decisions are made by the FCC. Other restrictions apply. Everyone deserves to feel connected. That's why Cox has high-speed internet to fit any budget. For real. Learn more at cox.com/ACP. Non-transferable, one per household. Application and eligibility decisions are made by the FCC. Other restrictions apply.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of the League Wraparound. This is the show that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the National Football League. Coming up on this edition of the program, we have Sheriff Joe Bags. Joe is the host of the Rams Showcase podcast. The podcast is dedicated to highlighting Los Angeles Rams content. On the program, we recap the Rams game against the Packers. Also, we talk about Joe's amazing experience that he had watching the Rams play at Lambeau Field, as well as experiencing Wisconsin culture. And of course, we discuss the Rams' next game on Christmas Day against the Denver Broncos and more. Plus, we preview Week 16 and Week 16's game picks for the most important games from Week 16 in the National Football League. And before we begin, we just like to wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas. All right, let's get you caught up on the most important games from Week 15 in the National Football League. Thursday Night Football saw the San Francisco 49ers going up against the Seattle Seahawks, the Thursday Night Football matchup. The 49ers would go on to win 21-13. The Baltimore Ravens took on the Cleveland Browns in an AFC North showdown. The Browns would beat the Ravens 13-3. The Miami Dolphins took on the Buffalo Bills in a very great game in Orchard Park, New York, outside of Buffalo. Snow came in the middle of the fourth quarter. They added fuel to the fire for Buffalo. The Bills would beat the Dolphins 32-29. The Detroit Lions squared off against the New York Jets in a great game at the Meadowlands in East Rutherford, New Jersey. But Detroit would hold on to beat the New York Jets 20-17. The Tennessee Titans squared off against the Los Angeles Chargers. Good game out on the West Coast, but the Chargers would hold on to beat the Titans 17-14. The Cincinnati Bengals squared off against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Rough start for Joe Burrow and the Bengals, but Cincinnati would hold on to beat Tampa Bay 34-23. Sunday Night Football saw the New York Giants going up against the Washington Commanders in an NFC East rivalry game. Tough game, but the Giants would hold on to beat the Commanders. Final score 20-12. Monday Night Football saw the Los Angeles Rams going up against the Green Bay Packers. Aaron Rodgers did just enough, but it was the running game, the combo, of Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon, as Green Bay would go on to beat the L.A. Rams 24-12. And those were the scores from the most important games from Week 15 in the National Football League. Now it's time for my top three storylines. Matt Ryan. My goodness, Matt Ryan, for all of the highlights and all of the achievements that he's had in his career, we're talking about multiple Pro Bowls. We're talking about Offensive Rookie of the Year, not to mention an Offensive Player of the Year and winning the league's Valuable Player. For all of his achievements in his future Hall of Fame career, two things stand out in his career for all of the wrong reasons. Number one, 28-3. You know about it. Super Bowl 51 against the New England Patriots. Ryan, when he was the quarterback with the Atlanta Falcons, his team was up at one point 28-3, but they lost. They would lose that lead to the New England Patriots. Tom Brady, you know, James White scored the touchdown in overtime, giving the Patriots a 34-28 victory, considered to be one of the most historic downfalls in sports history. All right, so if to add insult to injury, let's fast forward 6 years later. Matt Ryan, new team, quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts, going up against the Minnesota Vikings. Again, his team, the Colts, have they led 33-0 at halftime. The second half, everything just went kaput. The Minnesota Vikings, Kirk Cousins, Justin Jefferson, Adam Thielen, Dalvin Cook, and the crew went on a tear in the second half. And it was so good that they wind up forcing the game into overtime, and the Vikings would come back to beat the Colts 39-36. So Matt Ryan was on the wrong side of history, not once, but twice. And with this Colts-Vikings game, it was given a new nickname, the Minneapolis Miracle 2. And also, too, this comeback was considered to be the largest comeback in NFL history. So with the Vikings having the largest comeback in NFL history with the game beating the Indianapolis Colts, the second largest, for those of you that may have not been around to witness this or may not know your history, the Buffalo Bills, Frank Reich, overcoming a 32-point deficit to beat the Houston Oilers in the 1992 wild card playoff game. Or then also, too, for my historians out there, the Denver Broncos overcame a 31-point deficit to tie the Buffalo Bills in the 1960 AFL regular season. But, man, that if you watch that Colts and Vikings game, I watched that game from start to finish. It was just an amazing comeback by Minnesota. Give Minnesota a lot of credit. Kirk Cousins, Justin Jefferson, and the crew, I mean, that was just a hard-fought victory. Jeff Saturday, I don't know if he's going to be the permanent head coach for the Colts next year. I don't know what they're going to do with Matt Ryan as the quarterback for the Colts next year. I think he's got maybe a year or two more years left on the contract, but this has been a horrible year for him. And as I mentioned earlier, he's been on the wrong side of history, not once, but twice, 28-3 and now 33-0. I don't know, man. Matty Ice, he's got to get it together real soon, man, because if not, he's going to be looking for somewhere else to play, and it's not going to be good. And again, Matt Ryan, for all of the individual accomplishments that he's achieved so far in his career, the two things that stick out so far in his career, 28-3 and 33-0. My next storyline is going to be the Buffalo Bills. So the Buffalo Bills, man, they're in the middle of a five-game winning streak. What a game that was against the Miami Dolphins. Even though Tua Tagovailoa and the Dolphins did not win that game, hey, kudos to them because it was a hard-fought victory. In Miami, they hung with Buffalo. They were saying, well, they're coming down from South Florida, and it's sunshine and warm weather, and that it is. But to come to Western New York and hang with the Bills, and I mean, forget about snow, just frigid weather, fans show up and show out. to support their team. One of the most diehard fan bases, not just in the NFL, but in all of professional sports. And the Buffalo Bills are just riding high right now. Again, Von Miller out for the season. However, so far so good, they haven't missed a beat. The Bills are in the middle of a five-game winning streak. And the last three games are going to be critical for, the remaining schedule for Buffalo appears to be winnable with the exception of the Cincinnati game. But overall, Buffalo starting to get hot at the right time again, because right now it's going to be a mad dash for the number one seed in the AFC between Buffalo, Kansas City, and of course Cincinnati is also in the mix of that as well. But Josh Allen, MVP candidate, Stephon Diggs looks good. Gabe Davis has been such an X factor for the Bills offense this year. People don't give enough credit to Gabe Davis, and also James Cook played nicely in the win over Miami last week. And for my last storyline is going to be the Jacksonville Jaguars. Yes, the Jacksonville Jaguars are on a two-game winning streak. The week before that, they beat the Tennessee Titans, and last week, they beat the Dallas Cowboys in a thrilling overtime game. Trevor Lawrence is becoming the real deal. And Trevor Lawrence, a young quarterback like Trevor Lawrence, benefits tremendously from an offensive head coach such as Doug Peterson. We saw what Doug Peterson did in Philadelphia with Nick Foles. We know that turned out pretty well, got the Lombardi Trophy. And I think with Trevor Lawrence having a Doug Peterson, this is going to work out for many years to come. Again, Tennessee win, Trevor passed for over 300 yards. And in this game against the Dallas Cowboys, he also passed for over 300 yards and had multiple touchdown passes. And, of course, Travis Etienne, rushed for over 100 yards in this game against Dallas. So Jacksonville, they're in the hunt. Will Jacksonville make the playoffs this year? I don't know. Slim to none. But in the NFL, you never know. And Jacksonville, they've got a lot going for them right now again. They're in the midst of a winning streak. Trevor Lawrence is playing well, and we're seeing the benefits, again, of young players having an offensive head coach like a Doug Peterson. Again, Jacksonville is a small market. But you've got to remember, for those that may not remember the heyday of the Jacksonville Jaguars, remember when the franchise first came into the NFL, Mark Brunell, Fred Taylor, Jimmy Smith, those guys had some great seasons between the late 90s and even going into the early 2000s. And then there was a brief period when Jacksonville was winning in the late 2000s with Maurice Jones-Drew and David Garrard. But this Jacksonville Jaguars team has the potential of creating something special with the running backs, the wide receivers, their head coach, and of course their quarterback, Trevor Lawrence, who can definitely succeed in a quarterback league like the NFL. Before we go to break, I have some sad news to pass along to you. Hall of Fame running back Franco Harris has passed away at the age of 72. Harris is best known for his career playing 13 seasons in the NFL. Steelers, of course, he played one season for the Seattle Seahawks, but he's best known for his run with the Pittsburgh Steelers, of course, being a part of those great Steelers teams during the 1970s, winning four Super Bowls, also multiple winning Offensive Rookie of the Year. He won NFL Man of the Year, also a member of the NFL 1970s All-Decade Team. He was the MVP of Super Bowl IX, so Franco definitely a part of pro football history. And again, Franco Harris, man, one of those great guys, not just on the football side, but more importantly, on the human side as well. And again, our condolences are with Franco's family during this difficult time. And again, Franco Harris passing away at the age of 72, Hall of Fame running back, someone that was just a part of one of the greatest dynasties of all time and one of the great franchises, not just in the NFL, but in all of sports as well. So before we go to break, we have an awesome audio we'd like to play for you. This audio is courtesy of the National Football League, NBC Sports and the Pro Football Hall of the Immaculate Reception, which Franco was known for. And actually, the anniversary is right around the corner for the Immaculate Reception. So here's Franco with the Immaculate Reception scoring the touchdown in the 1972 AFC Divisional Playoff game. And then Franco gives a speech at the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Again, Franco Harris passes away at the age of 72. We'll be right back.
Last chance for the Steelers. Bradshaw trying to get away. And his pass is broken up by Tatum. Tipped off. Franco Harris has it. And he's over. Yes! Franco Harris. Grabbed the ball on a deflection. 5 seconds to go. He grabbed it with 5 seconds to go and scores.
While we were playing, we never knew what the future would bring. We were just trying to win the next game. We tried to give you the best we had each week. And by trying to give you the best each week, we never knew at that time that we were building a Steeler wing to the Hall of Fame. We never knew. But now you will always know that you saw the best. You will know because it says so right here in Canton for all to see. The Pittsburgh Steelers are here and here to stay. Remember, yes, we didn't know that at that time that we were building such a dream, but now the results are in. And any way you look at it, it is truly immeasurable and certainly unforgettable. Don't forget us. Good luck. God bless. Thank you very much. Don't forget us.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. John White, WebMD's Chief Medical Officer and host of the Spotlight On series from WebMD's Health Discovered podcast. For this special two-part episode, you'll hear up close and personal journeys about being diagnosed with a rare type of cancer, multiple myeloma.
He looked at me. I have been his patient for more than 20 years. And he said, "This is really strange. You're an African-American, age 57. I've never seen this before."
This back pain that you're continually having with no signs of osteoporosis.
No signs, exactly. And I didn't have any signs of osteoporosis in my family history.
Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you served in the Vietnam, Gulf War, or post-9/11 eras, you may be eligible for expanded VA benefits. A new law, known as the PACT Act, provides disability compensation, health care, free toxic exposure screenings, and more to veterans who were exposed to toxins during their military service. You can submit a claim for your PACT Act-related benefits now. Claims received by August 10th, 2023, may be paid back to August 10th, 2022. Visit va.gov/PACT to learn more and file your claim.
Business today looks nothing like it did yesterday. While it's more unpredictable, its possibilities are endless. At ADP, turning unpredictability into an advantage is what we do. Using data-driven insights, we design HR solutions to help businesses work better, smarter, so they can think beyond today and find even more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
Energy and innovation. At ExxonMobil, we're producing both, working to provide energy security today and developing lower emission fuels for tomorrow. Learn more at ExxonMobil.com/fuels.
It's time to recognize you, you sausage-loving genius. For without you, how would we know that Eckrich smoked sausage can be eaten thrice in one day and that you can take your lunch break before noon?
Mm-hmm.
Here's to you, Eckrich smoked sausage. You do you.
Running a business comes with pressure.
remote workforces, HR compliance, retaining top talent, you start to feel boxed in. Fortunately, there's Insperity. They put 30-plus years of HR service and technology to work, offering my employees competitive benefit options while lightening my HR load. Instead of obstacles, I'm surrounded by people empowered to be their best. With Insperity, nothing seems impossible. Insperity, HR that makes a difference.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. John White, WebMD's Chief Medical Officer and host of the Spotlight On series from WebMD's Health Discovered podcast. For this special two-part episode, you'll hear up close and personal journeys about being diagnosed with a rare type of cancer, multiple myeloma.
I started in myeloma nearly 25 years ago. And at that time, the average expectation of life in someone with myeloma was maybe 1 to 2 years. But even just in this last 10 to 12 years, we have doubled, if not tripled, the average survival of patients. I saw a new patient this week, and we had this conversation that based on what we've done over the last decade, my expectation is that patient's going to live more than 10 years.
Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you served in the Vietnam, Gulf War, or post-9/11 eras, you may be eligible for expanded VA benefits. A new law, known as the PACT Act, provides disability compensation, health care, free toxic exposure screenings, and more to veterans who were exposed to toxins during their military service. You can submit a claim for your PACT Act-related benefits now. Claims received by August 10th, 2023, may be paid back to August 10th, 2022. Visit va.gov/PACT to learn more and file your claim.
Businesses need to think beyond today. That's why ADP uses data-driven insights to design HR solutions to help your business find more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
There said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches.
I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergens.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever, and allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. John White, WebMD's Chief Medical Officer and host of the Spotlight On series from WebMD's Health Discovered podcast. For this special two-part episode, you'll hear up close and personal journeys about being diagnosed with a rare type of cancer, multiple myeloma.
He looked at me. I have been his patient for more than 20 years. And he said, "This is really strange. You're an African American, age 57. I've never seen this before."
This back pain that you're continually having with no signs of osteoporosis.
No signs, exactly. And I didn't have any signs of osteoporosis in my family history.
Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you served in the Vietnam, Gulf War, or post-9/11 eras, you may be eligible for expanded VA benefits. A new law, known as the PACT Act, provides disability compensation, health care, free toxic exposure screenings, and more to veterans who were exposed to toxins during their military service. You can submit a claim for your PACT Act-related benefits now. Claims received by August 10th, 2023, may be paid back to August 10th, 2022. Visit va.gov/PACT to learn more and file your claim.
Business today looks nothing like it did yesterday. While it's more unpredictable, its possibilities are endless. At ADP, turning unpredictability into an advantage is what we do. Using data-driven insights, we design HR solutions to help businesses work better, smarter, so they can think beyond today and find even more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
It's time to recognize you, you sausage-loving genius. For without you, how would we know that Eckrich smoked sausage can be eaten thrice in one day? And that you can take your lunch break before noon.
Mm-hmm.
Here's to you, Eckrich smoked sausage. You do you.
This winter, make the year's shortest days the most enjoyable in a Cadillac. Pursue your boldest ambitions in a Cadillac SUV. Or lead the way with the dynamic performance of a Cadillac sedan. So seize the season with a resolution to be iconic. Because when the days are at their shortest, it's on us to make them the fullest. Visit your local Cadillac dealer today.
It's time to recognize you, you sausage-loving genius. For without you, how would we know that Eckrich smoked sausage can be eaten thrice in one day? And that you can take your lunch break before noon.
Mm-hmm.
Here's to you, Eckrich smoked sausage. You do you.
As a parent, no 2 days are ever the same. At Care.com, you can find trusted and flexible sitters to help manage your family's ever-changing schedule. Care.com can even help you out with housekeepers, dog walkers, senior caregivers, and more, so you can find care for all you love. And 100% of caregivers who use Care.com have been background checked with CareCheck, a key first step in hiring confidently. To get the help you need to make it all work, sign up now and find a great sitter at Care.com.
What's good for your heart? Nutritious, delicious, and blue all over. We call it a boost of blue. Blueberries are heart healthy and packed with flavor and nutrients like fiber and vitamin C that can give you a lift all day long. So call it whatever you like. Just remember to grab a boost of blue.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. John White, WebMD's Chief Medical Officer and host of the Spotlight On series from WebMD's Health Discovered podcast. For this special two-part episode, you'll hear up close and personal journeys about being diagnosed with a rare type of cancer, multiple myeloma.
I started in myeloma nearly 25 years ago, and at that time, the average expectation of life in someone with myeloma was maybe 1 to 2 years. But even just in this last 10 to 12 years, we have doubled, if not tripled, the average survival of patients. I saw a new patient this week, and we had this conversation that based on what we've done over the last decade, my expectation is that patient's going to live more than 10 years.
Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When I deployed, I didn't realize that even the air I was breathing was dangerous. Since coming home, I've watched friends get sick and struggle to get the support they deserve. But now, that's finally changing. We're eligible for new VA health care and benefits based on when and where we served. Even though I feel okay, I'm going to apply. For my sake and for my family. Learn more and apply today. Visit va.gov/PACT.
Boys Town is a sanctuary.
We're really there for me.
A helpful place.
Well, it's a place where I love and is my home.
Boys Town is family.
It gave me my life back.
Not a place for bad kids, it's a place for second chances.
Boys Town is a miracle.
Opportunity.
Miraculous.
Boys Town is a place where I've learned to be happy again.
Boys Town is saving children and healing families right now in your community. Donate now at boystown.org/Louisiana.
They said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches. I have these red, itchy welts.
you don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergens.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
It's time to recognize you, you sausage-loving genius. For without you, how would we know that Eckrich smoked sausage can be eaten thrice in one day? And that you can take your lunch break before noon.
Mm-hmm.
Here's to you, Eckrich smoked sausage. You do you.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
It's time to recognize you, you sausage-loving genius. For without you, how would we know that Eckrich smoked sausage can be eaten thrice in one day? And that you can take your lunch break before noon.
Mm-hmm.
Here's to you, Eckrich smoked sausage. You do you.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. John White, WebMD's Chief Medical Officer and host of the Spotlight On series from WebMD's Health Discovered podcast. For this special two-part episode, you'll hear up-close and personal journeys about being diagnosed with a rare type of cancer, multiple myeloma.
I started in myeloma nearly 25 years ago, and at that time, the average expectation of life in someone with myeloma was maybe 1 to 2 years. But even just in this last 10 to 12 years, we have doubled, if not tripled, the average survival of patients. I saw a new patient this week, and we had this conversation that based on what we've done over the last decade, my expectation is that patient's going to live more than 10 years.
Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When I deployed, I didn't realize that even the air I was breathing was dangerous. Since coming home, I've watched friends get sick and struggle to get the support they deserve. But now, that's finally changing. We're eligible for new VA healthcare and benefits based on when and where we served. Even though I feel okay, I'm going to apply. For my sake and for my family. Learn more and apply today. Visit va.gov/PACT.
Boys Town is a sanctuary.
We're really there for me.
A helpful place.
Well, it's a place where I love and is my home.
Boys Town is family.
It gave me my life back.
Not a place for bad kids, it's a place for second chances.
Boys Town is a miracle.
Opportunity.
Miraculous.
Boys Town is a place where I've learned to be happy again.
Boys Town is saving children and healing families right now in your community. Donate now at boystown.org/Louisiana.
All right, let's do this, everybody. Monday Night Football, the Los Angeles Chargers square off against the Indianapolis Colts. First for the Colts, you talk about being on the wrong side of history. 33-0 was their lead at halftime against the Minnesota Vikings. Well, you don't win games in the first half. Remember, two halves, four quarters, and they got the job done in the first half, but let's just say they let Kirk Cousins and Justin Jefferson and Dalvin Cook and Adam Thielen and the rest of the crew come back on them. And can't forget about K.J. Osborne as well to help them. They would wind up losing that comfortable 33-0 lead at halftime to have them lose to the Vikings in overtime, 39-36. It's just been a train wreck of a year for Indianapolis with the quarterback situation with Matt Ryan. And then the head coaching carousel, Frank Reich, fired mid-season. Jeff Saturday is the interim head coach. Only coaching experience he had was a few years at the high school level, and then Jonathan Taylor is going to be out for the remainder of the year. Their all-world, the league's leading rusher last year, he suffered a high ankle sprain, so he's going to be out for the remainder of the year. So while the Colts are just a train wreck, well, I can't say waiting to happen, but the train continues to derail for Indianapolis. The Los Angeles Chargers are in the mix of things in the playoff race in the AFC. Justin Herbert, one of those once-in-a-lifetime talents. Justin handled his business, got his team in field goal range, and was able to beat Tennessee thanks to a last-second field goal. And the Chargers offensively are just clicking on all cylinders right now, but they've got Justin Herbert. They got that. He's one of the premier young talents in the NFL, and on Monday night, the Chargers are going to bring their magic to the Midwest, and this is going to be this is going to be a game where it's going to be a lot of offense scored in this game with Herbert and Austin Eckler and Keenan Allen and Mike Williams, just to name a few. So we got the Los Angeles Chargers going up against the Indianapolis Colts on Monday night. All right, before we get on out of here, I'm going to give you my pick on who I think will win Monday night. Monday Night Football, the Los Angeles Chargers versus the Indianapolis Colts. I think Justin Herbert is going to have a game for the ages. The stats will go through the roof for this game, the Los Angeles Chargers, to win that game. There you have it, and that's going to do it for another exciting edition of the League Wraparound. Once again, a big special thank you to Sheriff Joe Baggs, host of the Rams Showcase podcast. The podcast is dedicated to highlighting Los Angeles Rams content. Again, a big special thank you to him for giving us the current 411 on what's going on with the Los Angeles Rams. Tough year for the Rams, but hopefully they can end the year on a brighter note. And until next time, everybody, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long, and you've been listening to the League Wraparound. And we want to leave you now once again with a tribute to former Pittsburgh Steelers running back Franco Harris. Again, he passed away at the age of 72. Audio is going to be the Immaculate Reception, courtesy of the National Football League and NBC Sports. And the second audio is courtesy of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, with Franco giving his Hall of Fame speech and his closing statements. Until next time, everybody, so long.
Last chance for the Steelers. Bradshaw trying to get away. And his pass is broken up by Tatum. Tipped off! Franco Harris has it! And he's over! Look! Franco Harris! Grab the ball on a deflection! 5 seconds to go! He grabbed it with 5 seconds to go and scores!
While we were playing, we never knew what the future would bring. We were just trying to win the next game. We tried to give you the best we had each week. And by trying to give you the best each week, we never knew at that time that we were building a Steeler wing to the Hall of Fame. We never knew. But now you will always know that you saw the best. You will know because it says so right here in Canton. For all to see, the Pittsburgh Steelers are here and here to stay. Remember, yes, we didn't know that at that time that we were building such a dream, but now the results are in. And any way you look at it, it is truly immeasurable and certainly unforgettable. Don't forget us. Good luck. God bless. Thank you very much. Don't forget us.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
It's time to recognize you, you sausage-loving genius. For without you, how would we know that Eckrich smoked sausage can be eaten thrice in one day? And that you can take your lunch break before noon?
Mm-hmm.
Here's to you, Eckrich smoked sausage. You do you.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. John White, WebMD's Chief Medical Officer and host of the Spotlight On series from WebMD's Health Discovered podcast. For this special two-part episode, you'll hear up close and personal journeys about being diagnosed with a rare type of cancer, multiple myeloma.
He looked at me. I have been his patient for more than 20 years. And he said, "This is really strange. You're an African-American, age 57. I've never seen this before."
This back pain that you're continually having with no signs of osteoporosis.
No signs, exactly. And I didn't have any signs of osteoporosis in my family history.
Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When I deployed, I didn't realize that even the air I was breathing was dangerous. Since coming home, I've watched friends get sick and struggle to get the support they deserve. But now, that's finally changing. We're eligible for new VA healthcare and benefits based on when and where we served. Even though I feel okay, I'm going to apply. For my sake and for my family. Learn more and apply today. Visit va.gov/PACT.
Boys Town is a sanctuary.
We're really there for me.
A helpful place.
Well, it's a place where I love and is my home.
Boys Town is family.
It gave me my life back.
Not a place for bad kids, it's a place for second chances.
Boys Town is a miracle.
Opportunity.
Miraculous.
Boys Town is a place where I've learned to be happy again.
Boys Town is saving children and healing families right now in your community. Donate now at boystown.org/Louisiana.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. John White, WebMD's Chief Medical Officer and host of the Spotlight On series from WebMD's Health Discovered podcast. For this special two-part episode, you'll hear up close and personal journeys about being diagnosed with a rare type of cancer, multiple myeloma.
I started in myeloma nearly 25 years ago. And at that time, the average expectation of life in someone with myeloma was maybe 1 to 2 years. But even just in this last 10 to 12 years, we have doubled, if not tripled, the average survival of patients. I saw a new patient this week, and we had this conversation that based on what we've done over the last decade, my expectation is that patient's going to live more than 10 years.
Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When I deployed, I didn't realize that even the air I was breathing was dangerous. Since coming home, I've watched friends get sick and struggle to get the support they deserve. But now, that's finally changing. We're eligible for new VA healthcare and benefits based on when and where we served. Even though I feel okay, I'm going to apply. For my sake and for my family. Learn more and apply today. Visit va.gov/PACT.
Boys Town is a sanctuary.
We're really there for me.
A helpful place.
Well, it's a place where I love and is my home.
Boys Town is family.
It gave me my life back.
Not a place for bad kids. It's a place for second chances.
Boys Town is a miracle.
Opportunity.
Miraculous.
Boys Town is a place where I've learned to be happy again.
Boys Town is saving children and healing families right now in your community. Donate now at boystown.org/Louisiana.
Business today looks nothing like it did yesterday. While it's more unpredictable, its possibilities are endless. At ADP, turning unpredictability into an advantage is what we do. Using data-driven insights, we design HR solutions to help businesses work better, smarter, so they can think beyond today and find even more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.